you had a, you know, different route. You did junior college first. What was it like for you to go from the junior college level to Mississippi State, and how excited are you to now be in the NFL?
It's been a process. It's been a process I just had to stay true to, you know, going from different levels, having to adjust to each level. You know, I'm having to continue to work hard. It's something I've been doing at each level, and I feel like that's going to keep helping me prepare and helping me improve to be a great player.
Can you talk about your versatility and being able to play five different positions and what you're more comfortable at now that you're a Texan?
It's just something I always wanted to be able to do. I wanted to be able to do more than one thing. So, you know, I knew it would help me to get to this point in my life. And I just, I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'm blessed. There's not enough words for me to describe, you know, this feeling I have right now.
Do you feel like you're best at left tackle? That's where you played the most.
I can do left tackle or right tackle. You know, I feel comfortable at both, you know, inside the guard. You know, I just feel comfortable on the football field.
How much have you paid attention to the Texans over the last few seasons, and what are your initial thoughts?
I've paid attention to them a lot, actually, you know. With Bernardo going there, you know, it's the team that a lot of us guys at Mississippi State always watched. And over the last, this past season, being to watch a guy like Deshaun Watson, you know, go out there and help them improve on offense and really just help them contend, you know, for a championship.
Did you do anything with them before the draft as far as a combine meeting or a visit or a private workout?
I had a combine meeting with them, and they came in and to the school one time to talk with me.
Are you pretty excited about the possibility of being able to help protect Deshaun?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. You know, I can't wait to get in. You know, it's an opportunity I've been, you know, waiting for my entire life. You know, I get to come in to a great organization, and I get to come in and help protect a great young quarterback.
Take us back to the game last year against Myles Garrett, who ended up as the number one overall pick. You got some pretty rave reviews for your performance against him.
It was a big game. You know, I knew he was one of the top players coming into last year's draft. So it was, you know, I was locked in the entire week. I watched countless hours of film just to get myself comfortable. I try to do as many of the little things right. And that's really where I feel like my career really took off, because I really started to understand what it took to go out and really be a great player in the SEC. And this helped me improve to now being drafted by the Houston Texans.
How is your high ankle sprain now? Are you going to be able to do stuff for them at a rookie minicamp and the OTAs? Do you think you're close to 100%?
Oh, yeah, I think I'll be ready. When the time comes, I'll be ready.